Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WELL. And we have begun this series earlier this week, talking to the first of many Elyria Sports Hall of Fame inductees. As a matter of fact, a few days ago, we spoke with Dwayne Hawkins, and we're going to continue that series today as we speak with another inductee. We've got Breanne McLaughlin joining us on the line right now. Breanne, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's begin with the whole process as you found out that you were going to be inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. Where were you when you found out about it, and how did this all go down?
I think I was working, and I had a bunch of missed calls from an Elyria number, and I finally called him back, and I talked to Tony Reeser, and he let me know. It was kind of a last-minute thing because I wouldn't answer my phone call, so he was like, call me as soon as you can, because it was getting released the next day. But I was pretty excited. I called my family, and they said they knew for a while now, and they were keeping that secret, so I didn't really have anybody to tell that was going to be excited about it, because my husband already knew about it. But it was still exciting.
So you got phone calls from Tony Reeser, but you didn't pick up right away? See, I find that interesting, too, because everybody says the same thing. You know, I get a phone call from a number I don't recognize, and it's interesting how it goes down that way. So you originally saw that call come in. You didn't answer it? Is that how it went down?
Yeah. I think he had called me earlier on in the day, too, and I was like, I don't know this number, and I never answer it if I don't know, because the one time you call, it's like the people that you don't want to talk to, and
right.
They keep you on the phone trying to sell you something.
Sure, it's the
so
prince
I,
of
I never answer it, and I was busy all day, and I had some meetings downtown, so I was trying to find a time. He did leave me a message, so I was trying to find time to call him back, but that wasn't until like 11 o'clock at night.
Right. Yeah, the one time you answered, you're right. It's the Prince of Nigeria, and he's willing to share his entire inheritance
right.
with you, all
Are
that
you
good stuff.
Are you happy with your Verizon service?
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Breanne McLaughlin. She's being inducted into the 2018 Elyria Sports Hall of Fame on May 5th. Well, what are some of your favorite memories? Looking back at your high school days at Elyria Catholic, what are some of your favorite memories?
I have a lot. I've been thinking about this. It's kind of like I love sports. I've always loved sports. But then, like, I retired last year and I'm done, and you look back and it's like your teammates or your coaches. Like, I don't remember any of the scores of my basketball games or any of my high school hockey games. But I remember, like, the traveling around, the tournaments and the hotels. I do have one specific memory. I played for the boys team at EC for 1 year. And we had some tournament, and we needed a timeout. So I'd play JV and then dress varsity. And if we ever needed a timeout, our coach thought it would be cool just, like, throw in a goalie to, like, because you get a little bit of a break to warm them up. And we're playing, like, St. Ed's or something, like the best best team in the league. I'd never played varsity before. And he's like, Bree, you got to get in there. Like, we need a timeout. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like a freshman or sophomore, and I got in there, and like we did not get a whistle for 5 minutes, so I actually had to play for 5 minutes, and they're just peppering me with shots, and we're tied or we're down by one. I'm like, if I get scored on, we're toast.
Interesting.
So that was one of the scarier moments of my life, playing varsity for the first time in a really important game against the best team in the league. But
Breanne, what was it about the game of hockey that drew you to it?
I think originally it was just because my brother played, and whatever he did, I wanted to do, and he let me play with him and his friends if I played hockey and I was the goalie. So I just liked hanging out with him, and once I kind of found my own love for the game, nobody else wanted to play goalie, and I got stuck with it, but I loved it.
Sure.
So it was pretty much a goalie right off the bat. And I think just being, I was only one of, I think, three girls in the entire city that played. And that kind of became my identity. That's what made me unique, was playing hockey. But I don't really know, like, what about the sport that I loved the most. I played every sport that you could possibly think of. But hockey just seemed to be, I never got sick of it. I always looked forward to it. I could be on the ice for 10 hours a day and not lose the love for it.
You mentioned the fact you played every other sport. Obviously, hockey was the right one you chose. You go on, you're extremely decorated. Robert Morris University, the silver medal in the Olympics, the double IHF championships you've got under your belt. When did you realize that, hey, this is going to be something big for me? I mean, obviously, winning the NWHL championship has to be a huge accomplishment for you as well. So when did you realize that this is your sport?
I don't know. I think even from the start, I was like 4 or 5, it always just seemed to be my favorite. But I was, let's see, probably around like 7th or 8th grade, you start getting these like U.S. development camps, which is funny. Now I'm in the process of scouting for USA Hockey for these exact development things. But every district has a tryout and they take the best kids, and you go to one big development tryout of like all USA Hockey, and that's kind of how the scouts keep an eye on you for future, like the U18 and the Olympic teams. But I made my first one maybe my freshman year at EC, so that was when I first realized, like, hey, this is the path, you know, to college hockey and to the Olympics, and maybe I have a shot at it. So I started focusing a little bit more, and I played boys hockey my whole life, and it was suggested to me if I wanted to get scouted to play Division I to switch to the girls, and I was just devastated. I knew nothing about girls hockey. I played with the same group of boys my whole life. Those were like my brothers, and I made the switch. I ended up liking it and got a shot at Division I hockey, and the rest is history.
Again, we're talking with Breann McLaughlin here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. She's being inducted into the 2018 Elyria Sports Hall of Fame class. Boy, you've been extraordinarily busy. We ran through some of those things earlier that you've been up to since leaving high school. And I mean, not only, you know, on the ice also, but you've done a number of different things. Got to ask, what was it like flying with the U.S. Thunderbolts? I mean, that just sounds like an incredible experience.
It was so fun. Like, very sickening, but very, very fun. I think it must have gotten released around Pittsburgh that I was doing this, and everybody knows where I work. So I just had visitor after visitor, like, either this is going to be so fun, you're going to be fine, or you're going to pass out, you're going to throw up. So when I got there, I was just super nervous about, not like nervous about actually flying, like the safety of flying, but like I just did not want to puke in the back of this guy's jet or pass out. Like, that would be just the worst thing ever.
How long were you in the air?
A little over an hour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I kind of thought it was going to be like a quick, hey, we're going to go up there, I'm going to flip you around a bunch of times and then land. But we flew all the way out. It took 15 minutes to get all the way to Buffalo. Oh. So that was like where our airspace was to fly. And so we flew 15 minutes out there and then spent, you know, whatever, 30 minutes doing tricks and flipping around. And he actually let me fly the plane for a while. So, and we see the jet do like barrel rolls. I was able to do that myself, like nice. Flip it. That was pretty sweet.
Do you go through training for that, or they just said, hey, here are the controls?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Like, they made you feel really comfortable, like, hey, we're not going to do anything that you don't want to do. We want you to enjoy the experience. I'm like, all right, cool. I just didn't want to pass out in the back of your jet.
Wow.
And then we get on the runway, and he's like, all right, you ready? I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do this. And he goes, oh, yeah, all that was lies back there. We just wanted to make your mom feel good. Like, you're not getting out of this jet until you do 9 Gs, and we're doing every trick. I'm like, all right, perfect.
Wow. Wow. So you get to fly with the U.S. Thunderbirds, and you get to control it. I mean, you get to fly the plane. That's pretty awesome. I've got to ask, how did that compare to being on American Ninja Warrior also? Because I know they're polar opposites, but I would imagine they both give you a pretty incredible rush.
I knew that one was coming. I think, I don't know, they were very different. I think Ninja Warrior was kind of, like, you know how I said I don't answer the phone call if I don't know the number?
Right.
I was on vacation, and I got a weird phone call, and I didn't answer it. And it was like, oh, this is so-and-so, producer of Ninja Warrior. I'm like, which one of my friends is pranking me right now? But it was a California number, so I was like, all right, maybe this is real. And I called. They're like, yeah, we're doing the prelims in Pittsburgh, so we're trying to get you know, it's run by NBC, so it's an Olympic affiliate, and they're trying to get Olympians on the show for, you know, whatever reason. And they're like, oh, yeah, just send us a video of you doing ninja things. I'm like, what do you think I do on my free time? Like, I just climb on things and slip off a thing.
And play with nunchucks, you know, all that good stuff.
So I knew my run was going to be aired, and I didn't want to look like a fool. So I found, I got home, and I typed in, like, ninja gyms near Pittsburgh. And I found one an hour away, and I went there. I was like, listen, I'm going to be aired on national television, like, doing this, so please teach me whatever you can teach me in the next hour so I don't look like an idiot.
Who'd have thought you could Google ninja gyms and find places? That's amazing to me.
It's a big thing right now, I think. Yeah. Ever since Ninja Warrior came out, it was more of a, like, parkour gym.
Sure.
But they had all the Ninja Warrior, like, obstacles. So I could practice the warped wall, the, you know, salmon ladder, cannonball alley. But you don't know what's going to be on the course until you get there. So they gave me a general understanding of how to do, like, when they jump from bar to bar, when they swing and jump, they taught me how to do that. And I'm like, all right, as long as these six things are on the course, I'm going to crush it. And then I get up there, and it was like, nope, nope, nope.
Wow.
Don't know how to do that. Never seen it before.
Wow.
So.
What an experience, though. I mean, it sounds like you had a blast doing that.
It was really fun. But you only get one run. So I think some of the, like, the producer came up to me beforehand, and we're like, listen, I know you don't know what you're doing, but, like, most of the girls that do the course are gymnasts, which means they're very short, you know, short wingspan, short legs, but they're very strong.
Mm-hmm.
So any grip strength kind of stuff, they would do really good at it. But one of the obstacles was you had to, like, reach across, like, to the next pole, and just physically they weren't long enough to do it. So they're like, I know you don't know what you're doing, but you're the only one that has, like, long arms and, like, legs that could actually make this course. I'm like, all right, no pressure, I guess.
It's got to be a vote of confidence.
Yeah. But nobody could get past the third obstacle. So they're like, we need you to get past the third obstacle, because once you do that, like, I think you can, you know, do everything else. I'm like, all right. But I didn't. I fell on the third obstacle.
That's all right. Gave it a shot, though. Well, before we let you go, we've got to ask you, do you have your speech ready?
I've been preparing a little bit. My dad was inducted in 2013, so this is pretty special for me just for that reason alone, to join him in the Hall of Fame. But he's like, I've worked on my speech forever. Have you started it yet? I'm like, well, I don't know. I think about it. But
are you going to write it down, or are you just going to try and memorize it all? Are you just going to go straight from the cuff?
I keep telling him. I was like, oh, I'll just go up there and wing it. And he's about to have a heart attack. So I'll prepare a little something. As long as I have some points, I think I can move along pretty well. But, like, I do speeches all the time, but it's more just about my life. So, like, that stuff's easy. You're just talking about, you know, the stuff that you've done and kind of have a chronological order. So this one's going to be a little bit different in that case. So I'll probably write a couple things down just to keep myself on track. But
as far as nerves go, I'd have to think you've got this down. I mean, you're a professional goaltender. You've played in the Olympics against Canada and Vancouver. I mean, it doesn't get much more nerve-wracking than those things there.
They're very different, though.
Yes, that's a good
point. Hockey, you do that every day. It's like you practice enough. That's where your confidence comes from. So that's a good point. Maybe I should take that approach.
There you go.
Maybe prepare and practice it a bunch of times.
Very nice.
So it's easy.
Well, Breanne, congratulations on being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. We know May 5th is going to be a very, very exciting night for you. But thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you again, Breanne McLaughlin, joining us here. She is one of eight being inducted into the 2018 Elyria Sports Hall of Fame on May 5th. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.